In Brazil, campaigning is in full swing. Elections are in October. Polls show that President Dilma Rousseff will have a tough re-election battle. One big factor this time around is evangelical Christians. Their clout is growing in Brazil. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, they are highlighting issues familiar to American voters.
Everaldo Dias Pereira, known as Pastor Everaldo to his flock, shakes the hands of potential voters at a strip mall in a suburb of São Paulo, wishing them the peace of the Lord. A supporter shouts out, "Enough of corruption, enough of people who don't know the word of God. We want Pastor Everaldo." The pastor is running for president, and even though it's unlikely he'll win, polls show he has only 3% of the vote, his socially conservative message resonates among many of the evangelical faithful. Our proposal is clear, he says. We defend the life of the human being since its conception. We defend the Brazilian family. We defend this clearly. Marriage is between a man and a woman, he says. There are dozens of other evangelicals running for national office in this election as either part of the two main evangelical parties, one of which Pastor Everaldo heads, or as members of other groups. In Brazil's Congress currently, evangelicals make up 14% of deputies and 5% of senators. Evangelicals say they hope their numbers in government will jump some 30% after these elections. That political power reflects the growing clout generally of evangelicals in Brazil. It's the fastest growing segment of Christianity here, with almost a quarter of the population identifying as evangelical Christian. Nadir Lara Jr. is a professor at Unicinos, a Jesuit university, who has studied the political impact of the evangelical vote. He says the evangelicals have spread their influence far and wide politically, and that has made them kingmakers. For example, evangelicals have strongly supported leftist leader Dilma Rousseff, ostensibly odd bedfellows. Dilma gets the guaranteed votes of the evangelicals, which can be ensured through the churches, he says. And in return, Dilma makes sure that the controversial issues like abortion, gay marriage, aren't touched by her party. He says many evangelical politicians have been inspired by the example set in the U.S., where social concerns are used to mobilize the base. Up until now, the so-called culture wars we see in America have been rare in Brazil. But according to some, that looks like it's changing. At a public school in the town of Nova Odessa in São Paulo state countryside, bright-eyed six-year-olds read words off a blackboard. If a group of evangelical local city councilmen have their way, these children will be required, by law, to read verses from the Bible to learn their letters. The proposal has already been passed in the council and is waiting for the mayor's approval. Teachers at the school who spoke off the record for fear of inflaming the situation further said traditionally public schools in Brazil do not allow religious discourse. To impose one viewpoint, they say, would make others feel discriminated against. At the city council building, the sponsor of the legislation, Vladimir de la Fonseca, says it's important for children to be exposed to the word of God because of the corruption of modern society. I've been a teacher for 34 years, he says. Small children have a pure heart. How do we save them? We can make them tread a better path by reflecting on the Bible. Antonio Alves Teixeira is a councilman and a teacher who voted against the measure. It's caused a lot of division in the community, he says. I think what's happened in the U.S. is arriving here in Brazil. There's a big group of evangelicals in the National Congress and on the local level here, and they are organized. He says, I'm worried. These kinds of proposals engender disputes. We haven't had these battles in Brazil up until now, but I'm concerned they could grow. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.